I Got Issues podcast is sponsored by Trevor Maynard of Investors Group. Find out how you can get your taxes done for free this tax year. You can contact him at his office at 416-491-7400 or via email at trevor.maynard@investorsgroup.com.
Yo!
Check, check.
Boom, 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 boom. Welcome to another issue. Welcome to the I Got Issues podcast with your host, Jason Maynard and
James Wright.
James, what up, son?
Not much, man.
As people will start to wonder, why do you have a sponsor for your podcast?
Because it's gotten that big.
Well, we need to buy more bandwidth because this thing is becoming bigger than anticipated.
Yes. We need more bandwidth, yeah.
Went around, asked some friends, family, just said, hey, you want to be a sponsor? Give me some money. And take the bandwidth up to the next level so that we can keep this thing going. So Trevor steps up to the plate. He says, here you go. I'll give you some money, and you do this little commercial thing, promote his stuff. So whatever works for him works for me. It's no skin off my back.
Yeah, it's all good, man.
And it's good. So apparently he'll do your taxes for free if you live in Ontario in Canada.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is call him. So
that's an awesome deal, actually.
Call him up. There's obviously a hook. It's like, what do you mean? You're just going to come to my house and do my tax and go home? You know, but like it's a fair deal anyway. So
yeah, I'd agree. Tax time is just around the corner, too.
Who wants to go to H&R Block and spend money to do your taxes when everybody can simply do them by themselves? Like, you can do your own taxes. You go to the post office, get your tax thing.
Yeah.
You fill it out yourself. You can do it yourself, but who knows? You might be an idiot and fuck up. So it's better to just have somebody else do it for you.
Yeah, I agree.
And so you might as well use Trevor. So
give him a call.
I'll post it on Twitter, and I'll post it on Facebook, and that'll be on the Podomatic website. So that's that.
So what up?
Let's just get right into the issues at hand.
Let's do it
for the day.
Yep.
The issues are
drum roll.
The issues are sex versus love. Sex versus love. Is it possible? Do you even know? Didn't understand my question?
No, I totally zoned out the 4 seconds.
Well, this is the question. It's like, can you be in a relationship,
okay,
and love somebody, but still go out and have sex with somebody else? Is it possible? I know. I asked a whole bunch of people questions this week as I was trying to figure out what my issues
were
going to
talk about,
and I got just like mixed reaction.
Really?
Yeah, it's strange.
So what was like the main thing?
The main thing was some people think, yes, you can be in love with somebody and in a relationship.
Yeah.
But still go out and have sex with other people.
That's weird, man.
It is weird.
Because that's like I'm probably maybe making it too complicated than it really is. But
well, how complicated does it get to you?
Well, I'm saying, like, if you're in love with somebody, why would you need to go have sex with somebody else?
Well, who knows?
No, but why would you have to, right? If you love someone so much, then you wouldn't have the need or, you know, the desire to have sex with anybody else. But, I mean, you have to realize, too, that we are all human, right? Human in the sense of, like, you know, you see, like, a pretty girl walk by. Of course, you do, like, the whole, like, you look far off in the direction. and then you wait until she walks into your point of into your sight line,
and then you blatantly check her out,
and then you sort of blatantly check her out.
Well,
it's natural, but I mean, like, to go and have sex with somebody else if you're in love with somebody else and you're in a relationship and you're already loving that person, that's just crazy, man.
Is it?
Well, I think we've become like, it sounds like we've like become like just so open with like, oh, it's just sex. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I don't even really know where.
That's crazy.
I don't really know where I stand on it, but
it's a hard one.
At the same time, it's like if you. Like, if you really love somebody, I don't know. I don't even know.
See, it's hard. It's hard to answer, man.
This is what I think.
Yeah.
And it's some people might think that it's ridiculous, but I think that it's that you can be in a relationship with somebody.
Yeah.
And meet somebody else.
Yeah.
And be attracted to them because it's our natural.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
It's, you know, you're attracted to somebody, and you can go and have sex with a person and and not have it affect your relationship.
Yeah, if you don't say anything.
Well, the type of relationship that I get into, I'm telling people straight up how things are gonna, this is how things are gonna
this
be.
This is how it's gonna roll. But I mean, you're not actually like dating the one person though.
No, you know what I mean, like, you don't know, like a, if you're yeah. in a relationship, let's say, yeah, whatever, yeah. you go to down to Cancun with your boys,
yeah,
and things get out of hand,
yeah,
and you go and you slip up and you have sex with somebody else because you have this burning desire to be with that person, but you're never going to talk to them ever again.
Yeah,
you're not developing any type of relationship.
Yeah,
it's just sex.
See, that's what I mean, though. If we've come so far where it's just sex now. It's not it doesn't it's not like important anymore like it used to be. Or it used to be like a sacred thing, you know? Well, that's like the sacred, like, the exchange, you know? Now it's just like, oh, it's just sex. Not a big deal. Didn't mean anything.
I don't know.
It's crazy. See, we've come. We've changed, man.
Is it really that crazy? So, like, if... Could you be, like, with somebody for, like, 10 years and you're like, you know, listen, you know how relationships get.
Yeah.
You know, you start off on a great high.
Boring.
Everything's fantastic. And then, you know, you get to the honeymoon state, it peaks, everything's lovely. You know, you've already done everything. You've taken her to Casa Loma. You've taken her to Niagara Falls three times already. You know,
medieval. You've taken her to medieval times a couple times. Yeah,
you've gone out to every restaurant in the city.
CN Tower.
There ain't nothing left for you guys. Exciting. You got nothing left to say to each other. You know everything about each other, and shit gets stale and boring.
That's why you have the 10-year licenses for marriage.
That's the way it should be, but clearly.
No, I don't know, man. That's really deep. Like, that's. For me, I don't think I'd
be able
to do that.
Well, put it this way. So many people cheat already.
So? What does that mean? It doesn't matter.
So what? You can still...
That doesn't mean it's right.
I'm not saying that it's... It depends on the relationship that you get yourself into. If you're into this relationship where you tell somebody, listen, you know, no cheating. Cheating is a deal breaker.
Yeah.
Well, then that's a deal breaker.
Yeah.
But that's why you have to be smarter. Put yourself in a better... relationship where you have better communication and you can communicate with people.
Exactly. I agree with that. So how would you feel if, okay, you're like in this relationship with a girl or whatever, and then she's like, oh yeah, I slept with this guy when I was away in Cancun.
Would you be like what the
would you be okay with it? You'd be like, oh, don't worry, baby, it's just sex. Or would you be like, what the?
Depends. So was I dating for 3 weeks? Or was I...
No, you're dating this girl for like... Then? You're in deep.
Yeah. Dude,
it's different now, isn't
nope,
it? Right?
It's not different. It's not different because, anyways, it's not different because I would be like,
you wouldn't like it.
I wouldn't be the biggest fan of it because every man has this giant size ego that they can't stand the thought of another man with their woman.
Yeah,
but I'll put the ego aside. It's not that big of a deal.
Come on, seriously, you sure?
Gives a shit.
Okay, all right. Right.
But listen, you go and you start a relationship with somebody else, then I got a problem.
Yeah, I guess so.
And it's not like if you go out and you do it every weekend. Well, yeah. then that's a problem.
That's an issue. Yeah.
Okay. I'm not talking about.
That's an issue.
I'm not talking about going. I'm not talking about like you know what happens once every 2 years or something. Something crazy. Like
let me check my watch now. It's been 2 years. All right, honey. You got like a free card.
Like sporadically, but if you leave your girlfriend at home every weekend and you go to the club and try to bang some broad,
yeah,
then listen, you got a problem. You're clearly not into your relationship. But if you're in a relationship with somebody, and you know you do whatever you did, but it happens like you know once in 5 years, I don't think that's a problem.
Yeah. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, I get it. I get it. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll have to cross that that bridge.
No, I guess I'll have to see. Happens, like, did you know that swingers have their relationships last way longer than regular relationships? The divorce rate is way less.
I can see that. I can see that. I wonder, I'm just thinking like, I sort of think about like porn stars. Because to them, because like that whole thought of like sex is just sex, right? Like. They do it as a job, and they also have like some of them are married with like kids and stuff, and they just do it as a job. They just think of it as like, oh, whatever, this is my job, this is how I get paid. Crazy.
Well,
it's a different lifestyle. I mean, it works for some people can't work, right?
Well, for them it's working, and the reason why it works in the swinging community is their divorce rates are way lower than regular, and it's because people talk to each other and they say, listen, you know, you got. They actually communicate and they're like, listen, this is what I'm going to do, or this is what we're going to do together, or whatever. And they can get it out of the system and then they can still be together.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound beautiful?
Well, I guess number one, man, communication is key.
Communication.
Overall. Man. That's what makes a strong relationship, communication.
It's all about communication.
If you can't communicate, well then I don't know.
I don't know, dude. Everybody talks about this, you know, it's a commitment. You get married, whatever, you're in a committed relationship.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you know what the definition of commitment is?
No.
I don't know. I don't know either, but my definition of
commitment. No, I know what it is, but you know what I mean.
It's like you're going to commit to something. You're all in.
Yeah.
There's no backing out. There's no return.
Exactly.
Well,
till death do you part.
A relationship, that's not a commitment. Even though you're in a committed relationship, you're married, whatever, you put your hand on the Bible or whatever you do, that's not a commitment.
What is it?
That's just, it's not a commitment. That's what it is. I don't know how to explain it. It's just not.
But that's what marriage is, though, when you get married or whatever.
No, that's not a commitment because you can always turn back out of it. You're not all in.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah.
You know who commits? People who commit suicide. That is a commitment. There's no turning back.
No, it's one way.
You put a gun in your mouth, you blow your head off. That is committing. Am I right? I'm right.
All right. Crazy.
Is that a crazy thought?
Yeah, it's just crazy.
I don't know.
Oh, this is taking a weird turn.
It is kind of taking a weird turn. But listen,
oh man,
that's a person who goes all in. They don't know what's gonna happen on the other side, but they're like, "Fuck it,
yeah,
I'm risking it. I'm doing it."
Yeah,
and there's no turning back. There's no like. But that's oops.
You know what? It'd be good to get some girls' opinions on this because I'm pretty sure like a lot of girls out there they think like when they think relationship and they're a committed relationship, that means they're all in. Whereas guys are like, "Yeah, I'm in a committed relationship, sort of." You know what I mean?
No, listen, girls cheat just as much as guys do.
True, but I mean like the majority, I'd have to say like the majority of girls, when they're in a committed relationship, that means like all in. Of course you maybe have like 5% or whatever. I feel like
I don't know. What's that big thing we just hear? Nick?
Yeah, I feel like Nick with the percentages.
Yeah, breaking things down into
breaking
economics.
Down into like economical
breaking
like,
people down into economics.
Yeah, and like different percentages. But yeah, I think overall, I think women are more committed to relationships than guys are.
I don't know. We're going to have a few girl guests on because I talked to like all these people.
Yeah.
And like I talked to a bunch of girls about it too. And some girls are like, well, I can sort of see it. And, but some people are like, no,
it's wrong.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's going to be
the majority
of people would say it's ridiculous, but there's still quite a few people that are like, you know, I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Yeah.
And I think that's only because they're being honest. But I think if you put them on a microphone and that is say their real name, they'd be like, oh, no, you can't cheat on your girlfriend. You know? But listen, I know dudes out there that are fucking just disgusting. And they do some disgusting shit, but they still have a partner, whatever.
That's crazy.
Not outing anybody, though.
No.
Is that the wrong thing? I don't know.
Thomas.
I don't know anybody. I'm just joking. I'm just trying to make entertainment. I don't know any of my guy friends that...
I don't know anyone named Thomas, so...
But...
You're safe, Thomas.
To me, that was... I don't even know how I got to this topic, but...
I don't know.
I started talking to...
Why are you asking people these questions at work? What are you doing?
Listen, I'm trying to get trying to gauge people and see what people are gonna say and see if it's makes a reaction or not.
Yeah, that's a good question though.
A lot of people who are religious are like, no way, blah blah blah. Of course, but
yeah, because that's like ingrained into their religious their mind. You know what I mean? Yeah,
they're out of their minds, anyways. Yeah. I can't listen to them. I was talking to somebody yesterday about the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
And it never ends well.
No, it doesn't.
No,
that's
never.
One of the things you never talk about, man.
Because
religion and
like,
politics.
I always pull out the Trump card. Like, ooh, boy touchers.
Oh.
And that just kills everything. Well, to me, I don't know. It's how do you respect what people say in the church when they go around molesting kids and hiding it for 1,000 years?
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's insane.
Yeah, it's nuts.
I don't go to Catholic Church.
I don't want to touch that one with the 10-foot stick.
I don't have any opinion. I don't, whatever. She's like, listen, the institution is one thing and the religion is another.
Yeah.
The religion is beautiful. The institution is sick and there's no denying.
Yeah.
And she's like, I can't say anything about it.
Yeah. But well, at least that person knows that there's something wrong with it.
She's aware of things.
Yeah.
She's got an open mind at least.
That's good. Man-made religion. Oh, boy.
Crazy to me. So what else did you do this week, buddy? Nothing? Nothing again?
That's all I got, man. That's all I ever have.
Oh, my God. You live a terrible existence.
That's all I do is nothing.
Did you hear in the news like a little while ago about this guy from, I think he's from like Australia or the UK. He had a stroke.
Uh-huh.
And when he awoke from his stroke, he was a completely different person. And he was gay.
What? Yeah, right. That's garbage.
I swear to God.
I don't believe that for a second.
Google that.
That's garbage.
Google it. That he was like this big time like rugby playing dude. He was a macho man.
Dude, that's a giveaway right there.
And he had a stroke and he came out of his stroke flamboyantly gay.
Whatever.
You don't think that's possible?
I don't think. I think he was gay the entire time, but then what happened was he's using him, you know, having a concussion or whatever and coming out of it as like him. Like
he was like in a stroke. He had a stroke and then he had like a coma and he came out of it.
I don't believe that.
There it is right there.
I don't believe this.
As a rugby player, British rugby player.
It doesn't make any sense. I think the guy's just using it as an excuse, you know what I mean, to like actually come out of the closet. You know what I mean? I think he was gay the entire time, but then he's using it as like, oh, you know what? I can just tell people that it's because of the stroke. That's the reason why I've turned gay. So now it's acceptable. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous. Come on.
Dude, why couldn't things like change inside of your body? Like it says here, he lost 110 pounds.
So?
So listen,
don't be ridiculous. This guy
was
gay the entire time.
This thing's got me eating well now. I'm going to the gym. I don't want to have a stroke.
Whoever heard of some guy getting a stroke and then is like surviving a stroke and coming out gay?
I can't risk it, but listen.
Do you realize how many old men have strokes?
Yeah, but they're old dudes and their sex days are over.
Whatever, man.
They don't know any different.
I think he's just making an excuse.
This dude had to learn to walk again, to eat, to speak. Whatever. And then when he came back, he even started speaking in a different dialect.
Whatever. What do you mean? Like this? This kind of dialect?
I don't know how he started sounding, but listen. He came out gay, and to me, that's insane.
Whatever. I don't believe it. I think he was gay the entire time.
I don't think so.
I do.
And anyways, I talked about gay marriage last week, and I just said to everybody, listen, you want to be gay and get married? Go ahead. I don't care.
Yeah, it's good.
I think that's the right, to each their own, but I think that it's right. And I was talking to this person yesterday about the church, and she's like, well, yeah, gays should be able to get married, but just not in the church. which I was like, whatever. And I'm like, that's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
I'm like, I don't, whatever. Like, you don't want gay people in the church, but the guy preaching to you guys is gay.
Yeah, that's true. This is
strange, but I just want people to understand gay people don't choose to be gay. It's not like, I don't know how you feel about this, but I'll tell you how I feel about it.
Yeah.
All right. Gay people don't choose to be gay. They're just gay.
Exactly. So how can this rugby player all of a sudden be like, oh, I just had a stroke. Oh, I'm up. And then they're like, oh, I'm gay now.
Because, listen.
I think he was gay the entire time. He was just hiding it.
There's something that's...
He plays on a rugby team. He'd get his ass kicked if he... You know what I mean? If he was like, hey, guys, I'm gay. Can I play with you guys? You know what I mean? He'd get beat the hell up.
Dude. Forget the rugby player.
This ties in with what you're talking about, man. I'm telling you.
I'm just letting you know. This guy, he had a stroke and he's gay. Anyways, gay people... want to get married, they should be able to get married. They should be able to get married inside of the church. Because who in the right mind would choose to be gay? You think somebody chooses, like, oh, you want to know what I think is a great lifestyle choice? Is to be gay. It's clearly not. You get shit on by everybody.
Yeah, I guess so.
Why would you want to be gay? If you didn't have to be gay, would you be gay?
I don't know.
You think that it would be fun for people to want to beat you up because you're gay?
People don't beat up gay people anymore.
They do it all the time.
What's his...
You can't even go to some countries because you're gay.
New CEO of Apple, Tim Cook.
Yeah, what about him?
Gay.
So what?
Exactly, so what?
I don't care about people being gay.
Exactly, neither do I.
A lot of people do, but a lot of people... What I was talking to this girl about was, listen, they want to get married in a church, who gives a shit? They're people.
Exactly. And so it's almost like taking it back to the days of slavery. You know what I mean? It's like you can't get married because you're black, because you have a different skin color. You know what I mean? It doesn't make any sense. You're still people.
Gay people are the most oppressed people on the planet.
You think?
The most.
You think?
I think.
Yeah, I guess in other countries.
You can't be gay nowhere.
You can in Seattle, in San Francisco.
That's about it. That's a small little speck on the map.
And Toronto. Toronto has a big gay community, which is great.
Of course. But, listen. People,
no, I agree with you. If gay people want to get married in church, let
just
do
imagine
it.
If you were black and gay, that's got to be the worst.
That must be hard.
Jew gay,
jeez. Terrible. You don't hear much of like Jewish people being gay.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I never. I don't hang out that much in the gay community, so I don't really know.
I wouldn't know either. Interesting though, like thinking about like India, it's like. When I went to India, like, the guys walk around holding hands, but they're not gay.
Sure they're not.
No, I'm serious. That's, like, their custom, right? Like, they walk around, like, holding hands.
Just imagine if you and me walk down the street holding hands.
We're living a different world, man. This is a different world. They don't eat cows over there. They don't eat, you know? Cows are very sacred over in India, whereas here we serve 1 billion burgers. You know what I mean? It's crazy. Different points of view, different people. But I agree, man.
I'm pretty sure I work with a dude at my work who's...
In the closet?
He's from one of these countries. I won't say where. I don't want to give up his identity. But I'm pretty sure he's gay.
Okay.
Like, he's got all of the signs.
Okay. Like?
I don't know what the signs are. Do you know? I don't know.
Put you on the spot.
I don't know, but I think this guy's gay.
Does he do the voice?
He's got a lot of... I don't know what the gay is supposed to be.
No, but I mean, like, I don't know.
I think that he's gay, but he comes from a family that there's no way you would ever be allowed to be gay.
Oh, he'd probably get beat up.
Because he's from one of these countries where they kill you if you're gay.
Yeah, exactly.
And I feel bad for him. I'm like, why can't this dude be happy?
So, like, what happens? Like, when he's at work, is he more flamboyant at work, or?
It's
does he like give you like the slow touch on the arm? You know how like when girls are like talking to you, like they give you like that tap on the arm or like that slow like rub on the arm.
I don't know how to.
Jay's looking really uncomfortable right now. Cause I think that guy has.
I don't know how to explain it, but for the most part, most people think that he's gay, but yeah. he can't come out of the closet
because
his family would kill him.
I wonder if it's wrong to ask if he is. Is that wrong?
I'm not asking him. The guy's fucking strong as hell.
Oh, really?
Beat the shit out of me.
Jeez.
I'll get beat up by a gay guy.
Huh.
There's a few things that you don't do in the world. You don't pick fights with old men or old women, gay people. If I go out and I beat up a gay guy, this people are like, you're an asshole.
Yeah, it's true.
You get beat up by a gay guy, you get ridiculed.
True.
You get beat up by an old man, you get ridiculed.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can't beat up old men.
No, you can't.
It's ridiculous. It's my philosophy. I don't pick fights with anybody. My fighting days are over. And that's the podcast.
Oh, man. Shit.
I think we just lost like 100 downloads.
Oh, my God.
But anyway, since I'm on a religion topic, too.
This is really deep.
You watch the Golden Globes or the Globe? What is
Golden Globes?
Globe Awards?
No, I didn't watch them.
Every single person who wins a friggin' award goes up there and thanks God.
Yeah, that's interesting. They still do that. I remember that was a big thing.
I've never understood that. Like even these, you know, these hardcore gangster rappers who go out and shoot people and they talk about it in a record, they go up there and they thank God.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know anything about that. I like my guys like Kanye West, who wants to thank himself.
Well, because he believes he is God, right?
Oh, whatever he thinks. I don't know, but I like that. I think that's funny. At least it's different. People go up and say the same nonsense. I'm sick of people. Everyone's so boring.
I agree with you.
Or I like the dude Freddie Mitchell. Do you know who he is?
No, who's that?
He's a football player for the Philadelphia Eagles back in the day, like a long time ago.
Yeah.
And he made this like crazy catch on like the last play of the game or whatever so that they would win. And after the game, they're like, so Freddie, what do you think? He's like, oh, man, I want to thank my hands for being so great. And to me, that's like the greatest quote of all time. God. Like, he doesn't want to thank God. He's like, I want to thank my hands. They can be able to catch this ball.
That is hilarious, man. That's awesome.
But everybody goes up there and they're just like, oh, I want to thank God, my Lord and Savior, for giving me this ability to pretend I'm somebody else in a movie. Didn't you just get lucky or blow somebody on a casting couch to get the job? You know, like,
I don't know.
Some roles in some movies are just set up just so that they can, like, win an Oscar. Like, you don't ever see, like, a movie like MacGruber or Dumb and Dumber win an award.
Those are good movies. What are you talking about, man?
You're telling me Jim Carrey shouldn't win a best actor for that role?
Not for that movie.
Oh, my God. That was a good movie.
That was a good movie. Dumb and Dumber's not good. No, it's a great movie, but I mean, like, you can't give a guy, maybe he wins some other, like, comedic awards, but you can't give a Golden Globe for that sort of performance. It's not even the right category, man. It's not in the right category
of film.
The
only categories are these political, boring dramas, emotional, has some stupid story
musicals.
About overweight women. And
There's comedy, too.
There's no comedy that's ever...
it's just not part of the show, man. And it's all a lot of these things here are very political, too.
Well,
like the Grammys and stuff, and like all those award shows are very just politically
ridiculous,
put together.
Dude. It's fucking ridiculous. It makes me angry.
People don't really like. Come on,
how come Will Smith can't win an award for Men in Black too?
Horrible. What are you talking about?
Did you see Independence Day?
That was a great film.
How come he didn't win a Best Actor for that one?
Wasn't good enough.
They always give it to the same dudes.
I think it's
the same.
It's political. It's political, right? It's all a political game, right? You have to play the cards. You know, they got to think like. You know, some years too, it's like one guy would never win an award, but when they find out that he's dying, they'll be like,
yeah, they give him the award.
Yeah, they give him the award.
It's bullshit.
Yeah. It's a political game, man.
I'm not down with these games.
No.
I find them very
not down with these reindeer games. Another great film.
I never saw that movie. I'm sure it's good though. Who's in that?
I can't remember.
Is that Jennifer Benefer? What was the name? Ben Affleck? Is he in that movie?
Yeah, he is. He is.
How come I know who's in it, but I don't know.
I don't even know, man. I saw a movie last night, Tower Heist.
Oh yeah, Eddie Murphy. Ben
Affleck's younger brother, Casey. Yeah.
Good film. Wasn't that Stiller? Ben Stiller.
Ben Stiller. Yeah, yeah, he was in there too. Yeah, the guy who played Inspector Gadget in real life, Sarah Jessica Parker's husband.
I don't know who that is.
I can't remember that guy's name. Anyways, that was an interesting film.
Anyways, I don't like politically correct people. I think it's so bullshit. I wish more people would just be like completely honest.
Yeah.
Rather than just trying to say and do the right things. Like sometimes people are like, as if you just said that.
Yeah.
It's like, why? I mean it. Like it's instead you can always go around and say, you know, the right thing at the right time, but it's all bullshit. Even these politicians, like this dude, Newt Gingrich.
Yeah.
This guy's a scumbag.
Yeah.
But, you know, he'll go up on stage and he'll say everything that everybody wants to hear.
Yeah.
But, you know, his first wife gets cancer. What does he do? I'm out. See you later.
What do you mean he's out? See you later.
He fucking left her.
No.
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
His next wife got like MS. He left her too because he's a scumbag.
Are you serious?
And this guy wants to be the president of the real world. When times get tough for people, he just fucking ups and bounces.
That's not right.
Of course it's not right.
It's horrible.
He'll go up on stage and I'll be like, oh, you know, God bless America.
You know, if he does that to his wife, his wives.
He'll be like
he'll do that to the American people.
He'll be like the captain of that cruise ship that sank in Italy. Did you see that?
No, what happened?
Oh,
there?
My God. Where do you live? How do you not know this?
I don't watch.
If you type in this Google thing, cruise ship, right now, you're going to find... Not gay stroke turned gay cruise ship. If you type in cruise ship, it'll be the number one hit as cruise ship sank in fucking Italy.
Oh my God.
Like the Titanic. And the captain of the ship, he said that they're like, get back on the boat. And he's like, oh, I tripped and I fell into a lifeboat to get off the ship.
Are you serious?
And now he's going to get charged with manslaughter for however many people are dead because the captain of the ship's supposed to stay on board until everyone else is out.
Unbelievable.
And the ship is still there and there's still people on it. It's been like a week
since it's been sinking.
It's not sinking. It hit like low. He drove it into shallow water.
Yeah.
And then it hit a reef.
Yeah.
And it fucking started sinking the boat. Half the boat is underwater.
Jeez.
And it's just sitting on this reef and there's still people on the boat.
Oh man. Well, at least how many people? It looks like 12 people have died. That's sad. Man.
Cruises, man.
That's crazy.
I never want to go on a cruise. But like, listen, this dude, he should really just say the truth. Like, you can't say you tripped and fell into a lifeboat. You know?
Oh, man.
Who says that?
That's like the worst excuse ever.
You might as well just be honest and be like, listen, I'm fucking scared. I don't want to die.
Yeah, exactly.
Jumping in the lifeboat. Women and children first doesn't apply in my world.
Oh, my God.
Pushing people out of the way.
What an idiot. Oh, my God. Who does that?
But what would you do if you're the captain of the ship?
I'd stay on the ship.
You're going to stay on the ship?
That's my job, man. If you know that that's your job and you signed up for something like that, man, you got to do it.
You know this boat is going down.
Hey, if you know you signed up for the role, man. You wanted to be a captain of a ship? That's what you got to do. Just like if you're a pilot, sometimes some scary shit goes down. You signed up for it. You know what I mean?
I'll hit the eject button and be out of that plane.
Well, what are you talking about?
I don't know. Maybe I'm not the...
You're not a pilot. You're not a cruise ship captain.
No, clearly not.
No.
Because I would have done pretty much the same thing as he did. I mean, doesn't your natural instinct as like a human being, like you want to survive something? I'm not saying that I would obviously, me as a man, I'm an alpha man. I would stay on the ship, help people get off the boat. But wouldn't you, like, doesn't your instinct just kick in? Like, I got to get out. The boat is sinking.
Oh, yeah.
I better get off the boat.
Guaranteed.
Doesn't that kick into play somewhere?
Guaranteed.
How can you be at fault for some sort of natural
But, I mean, reaction? He tripped and fell into a safety boat. Come on, Mike. That's just ridiculous.
You can't help that he tripped and fell into the lifeboat.
Oh, man. I was trying to save an old lady, but then I tripped and I fell into a safety boat.
I don't know. And apparently he was, like, into some shenanigans. He had, like, some hot girl and the boat and stuff like that. But he should, I don't know. He should just do the right thing. Just say what he really felt. Dude, I got scared. I was scared. The boat was sinking. I had to get off. I don't know what happened.
He's going to die, though, probably, right? So
he's not going to die. He's just going to go to jail for a couple years in Italy.
No, no. Well, I'm saying, like, maybe he thought he was going to die.
Yeah, but the boat didn't completely submerge. Like, it's still sitting on a...
That's what I'm saying.
Still sitting in shallow
water.
What
a guy, man. He should just... He should have realized he's on a reef and just chilled out and be like...
Oh, he has all kinds of stories. Like, you know, I saw that we hit something, so I moved the boat closer to the shore so that if people had to get out and swim, they'd be able to swim to the shore, blah, blah, blah. He's so full of shit.
Oh, my God.
You should just do the right thing. People, don't just be so... I hate politically correct people. I hate it. I wish people would just speak their mind.
There'd be a lot of sad people.
Why? If people were just honest with each other?
Yeah, man. There'd be a lot of fights, a lot of sad people. Some people would be afraid to go outside.
Okay, fine. You have to have some tact. You just can't go around saying everything. Oh, look at your fat ass. You just can't go around saying whatever you want.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Some people would be dumb like that.
You
got to
be...
That.
But you just can't be like... You know, you just can't bow down and say what's supposed to be right or what the majority of people think is the right thing to say all the time. It's bullshit.
Yeah, I agree.
It's bullshit. Half of these people, in sports, they talk about steroids. Like, oh, my God, this guy's... I'm never going to vote for him to put him in the Hall of Fame because he used steroids.
It doesn't mean athletes use steroids.
Every athlete uses steroids. How the hell do you get to be that big?
That's exactly. You need to use steroids to get that big, especially like those muscle builders. I was watching this documentary about these muscle builders and like the guys in the front of the magazines and like this one guy who's in front of a magazine and then he stopped being a bodybuilder and he's talking to like these teenage kids who want to be as big as like these big dudes. And he said it. He's like, yeah, all those guys that you see in those magazines, the majority of them, steroids. You can't be like using protein shakes and like.
I don't know. I'm gonna have one of my. Nuts. I'm gonna have one of.
You need something to boost you up.
I'm gonna have one of my friends who's a fitness model dude.
Yeah.
This guy's huge.
Yeah.
But he says he does it all naturally. Now, I don't know if you can get that jacked so quickly. All natural, but he's pretty adamant about it.
Yeah.
And a lot of people that work out with him or have been trained by him say that he's a natural dude. So I don't know.
Maybe he has lots of testosterone.
I'm going to have him in here and ask him the tough questions.
Yeah. Just make sure he doesn't beat me up.
Fuck your head. Get seven sizes bigger. What happened?
Oh, my God. But people, he must work out like 8 hours a day, I guess. Right? Like full-time job.
It is his full-time job.
Yeah.
He works out. I don't know. He just got muscles.
Crazy.
What do I know? But I don't care about people who do steroids. People will talk about steroids in baseball. I don't give a shit. And they won't. They don't like guys like Mark McGwire or Roger Clemens. They want to put these guys in jail, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And Barry Bonds, there was no law against, there's no rules that you can't take steroids. So, there's no rules. So these guys didn't break any rules other than they were getting steroids illegally.
Yeah.
So who gives a shit? That's what I say. If you're at your job and your job is to sell, you got to walk around with a box of oranges to sell oranges. And you find out that you can take something so that you can carry 100 more oranges. Are you going to do whatever advantage you can?
You mean like use a cart?
Sure.
No, yes, no, totally, man. Whatever advantage you can get, man, I'd do it.
That's it. You're, and plus, we're talking about a game. We're talking about people playing, hitting a ball with a stick. This is ridiculous. Who gives a shit? I say let everybody take steroids. Like, do what you want. You already know the consequences. You're probably going to die before you're 50. Your heart's going to explode. And you're going to live a miserable life. Your balls are going to shrink. But
probably have a stroke.
You want to run 100 meters in 6 seconds? Go right ahead. I want to see how fast people can do it. I just let them juice up as much as they want because it doesn't matter to me. But they're like, what about the kids? You're showing about it. I've already said it a thousand times.
Yeah.
Parents, be your role models. Don't let the
knuckleheads.
Ben Johnson be your role model. Who says that? Oh, yeah. Be like him.
No, that's the thing. Yeah.
He wants to be like Shaq. You're not like Shaq. Shaq's 7'6", fucking 500 pounds. You can't
be
like him.
The guy's massive.
Your parents should be your role model. So they should be like, oh, we're going to go to the freak show and watch this guy run 100 meters in 2 seconds. Because he's just hopped up on steroids. And it's just entertainment. But you have to tell your kids, don't do that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I hate people. It makes me angry.
Oh,
it makes me so angry. So what else is going on this week, James? What are you doing tonight?
Tonight I'm going to chill out, man. That's all I got.
That's it?
Yeah.
He's just a chill dude.
I am, man.
People always ask me about you, like, who's your co-host guy?
Yeah.
I'm like, that's my buddy James. Like, what does he do?
What's going on this week, man? What's going on?
I don't know. This girl is
nothing.
This girl that I work with is interested in you.
That's interesting.
She's like, who's your co-host? I'm like, his name is James. She's like, I know his name's James. What does he look like? And I'm like, oh, here's his picture on Facebook. Not that I don't carry a picture around.
You don't carry a picture of me around with you? Come on, man.
I'm like, here's his Facebook picture. And she's like, oh, he's cute.
That's funny.
What does he do? Is he Christian?
Like, oh, seriously? Yeah. Who's this?
This is crazy girl.
Oh,
this crazy girl I work with.
All right. So she listens to the podcast?
She listens.
And you just called her crazy?
So who cares? She knows. It's not like I don't tell her to her face.
Oh, man. At least you're being honest. That's good. That's right. At least you're being not politically correct.
She knows I think she's crazy.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. I'm glad I have admirers. Thank you.
Well, listen, you got admirers. This podcast got me nothing.
That's funny.
Nothing at all. I had something on my mind that I wanted to talk about, but I don't
tell us from the trip?
Nah. What do people want to hear about? Tales from the trip?
Tales from the trip, man.
How long have we gone for so far?
I don't even know.
Everyone's like, make your podcast longer. Your last one was 40 minutes, man. That's bullshit. I'm like, sorry, I don't know.
Oh, man.
Sorry, I'll try to make them an hour. I apologize, everybody.
Yeah.
This isn't perfect. Doing my best.
Dude, at least we got a sponsor now.
Giving it
dope.
All I got.
That's pretty cool.
I'll tell you a funny story about what happened at the restaurant. Just so some other people know, because I got a couple emails from some people. They're like, I do work at a restaurant. And that is my second or third job.
You have three jobs?
I got a lot of jobs, man.
Three jobs, man.
But I do have a regular daytime job.
Yeah.
But I just don't talk about it because it's not that interesting. It's pretty boring. So, but the exciting stuff, the exciting stuff happens at the restaurant. That's where exciting shit happens.
No, I was actually thinking about, that story about your other job that you don't talk about and how they had to get a cleaning crew in there. And there's that one person. Remember that?
Yeah.
That was a funny story. That was funny.
But what person? What are we talking about?
I don't know. Remember you were talking about something about like they had a whole bunch of like people from South America coming to clean everything. And
30 Mexicans.
That was just a funny story.
It's not. I'll tell that story another day. But
I'm
at the restaurant. I like to keep it about the restaurant. The restaurant to me is interesting because it's different human reactions.
Yeah. Anyways.
Different human dealing with other people.
Yeah.
But I wasn't there, but I always miss the exciting shit that happens there. So this guy comes into the restaurant.
Oh, man.
And he's there with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Black guy.
Okay.
And, you know, they're eating and they're like, there's only a couple tables left. It's at the end of the night.
Yeah.
And the dude... it's like, here's my credit card to pay for the bill.
Uh-oh.
And so there's a couple other people working, and the server picks up the bill.
Yeah.
And he takes his credit card, goes to swipe it, declined.
Oh no.
So then one of the other servers starts singing this song.
If you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home.
Oh no. But the dude didn't hear it. He's on the other side of the restaurant, right?
Yeah.
It's we do that all the time. And so they all started laughing.
Yeah.
And then the server has to go back to the table and it's like, you know, sir, I don't know if there's something wrong with your card, if it's new, whatever, but it's not working at this moment. Do you have another way to pay?
Yeah.
And the guy looks at him and he's like, why were you guys back there laughing at me? And the server's like, no, why would I laugh at you? He's like, you guys fucking back there laughing at me? He's like, you don't know who the fuck I am. I'll fucking cut a hole in your chest and rip your heart out fucking right now.
Are you serious? To the server. Oh, my God.
So the server's like, and then the server had his arms crossed around his chest.
Yeah.
He put his hands on his hips.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, take your fucking hands off your hips when I'm talking to you. The server's like, excuse me? The guy's like, you want to go outside? And the server's like, if you'd like to go outside, yeah, you can go outside. The door's right over here. No problem.
Yeah.
And he's like, you fucking want to go outside? He's like, yeah, let's go. We can go right outside right now.
Yeah.
The server's pretty big guy, and he's doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, and the server's like, why would you think that we were laughing at you? they're making a big scene. I thought that was so funny. People are crazy.
People are crazy.
Like, who says that? I'll cut a hole in your chest.
that's
people are crazy. Out of their minds. It's just dinner. And how about you pay your credit card bill?
Yeah. That's
no problems.
You don't
no
know who laughing. I am. I'm broke. That's who I am. I'm a broke man.
But I thought that shit like that always happens. I'm not there. I wish I would have been there. I would have been laughing.
Good thing you weren't there. That's crazy.
I would have, if I was the server, I would have been laughing at his face.
Yeah.
He'd be like, now I'm laughing because you're hilarious.
Oh, man. Come on.
You're going to cut a hole in my chest because you didn't pay your credit card bill? That's what I would have told him. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
Anyways, it's time for Tales from the Trip.
All right.
Tales from the Trip. Tell us from the trip.
Yo.
You want to tell a story? You want to tell a story about India?
I don't have any good stories.
You're on the spot, so I'll let you think about something. I want to hear some of these stories because you went like 5 years ago and I still never heard nothing.
What are you talking about, man? I told you plenty of stories about...
I never heard a single story. I'm just saying.
Stories.
Just saying, I haven't heard a single thing. But
yeah.
I will tell a story about some gangsters, some real gangsters that I'd met.
Oh, man.
Kitchanaburi.
Where's Kitchanaburi?
I don't even know if it's Kitchanaburi, but it starts with a K. The rest of it's Chanaburi. So I call it Kitchanaburi. Could be a silent K.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Hunaburi?
Kitchanaburi is, it's like an hour and a half away outside of Bangkok.
Yeah.
And so we show up in this town and we go there because that's where the tiger temples are.
Yeah, yeah.
And these guys wanted to see the tigers that I was with. So, you guys want to go see the tigers? Let's go see the tigers.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to go check out the waterfalls. There's like 7 waterfalls to go check out. And we wanted to go riding elephants. So, that's where you go. You go to Kitchanaburi, you go up to like Chiang Mai to go do all this shit.
Oh, it cracks me up.
Where else are you going to ride an elephant at?
I don't know. At the Toronto Zoo.
Can you do that there?
No.
It ain't the same, man. These elephants are wild. Anyway, so we go to Kitchanaburi. We show up, and it's like a super small little tourist area.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, sorry, I'm just watching type. So we get to this. It's like a super small town. It's like a street is where the one street. I'm so distracted.
Look up in the sky.
So when you get to Kitchanaburi, it's a small street. That's like where all the tourist hotels are and stuff like that, right? So me and my buddies were walking down the street to like, we got there, we put our bags in our room and stuff. We are like gonna go walk, get some drinks, have some dinner.
Yeah,
that's the Tiger Temple right there.
Yeah.
And So we're walking down the street. We see these dudes, mm-hmm. and they're like in this little shitty, you know, it looks like a bookstore, but they sell alcohol.
Weird.
All right. So, but it's like right on the street. Like they have one little bar. It's not like a bar.
Yeah.
Dude, they have like four stools and four stools on the other side of one table, which sits like right on the sidewalk. And so you're right on the street.
Yeah.
And then you can see the other bars across the street. All the bars are pretty much the same.
Yeah.
And so we see these guys and they're like, yeah, come by, have a beer. And they're these American dudes, right? And I'm like, what? And we're like, you know, we're just taking a walk, whatever. So we're like, we'll stop by on our way back for sure. And we asked them where to go get some food. They're like, go across the street, get pizza. They got the best pizza here, blah, blah, blah. So whatever, we went and we got some pizza. We had a couple beers.
Yeah.
Then my other buddy wanted to get a massage.
Oh, boy.
He loves to get a massage over in Thailand. So we want him to go get a massage and, like, dropped him off. And then we're like, okay, well, we're going to walk back. And we walk back. We run into these dudes again because they're just sitting there. They're on the sidewalk drinking. Like, that's where the bar is. So we're like, all right, we'll come in. We'll have a beer with you guys. You know, these guys are American dudes that, like, ran into, like, trouble and shit in the U.S. So they take off to Thailand. They open up this little bar. It's a bookstore, but it's a bar. Never saw one person come in there to buy a book. Right? But it's a bar, so you sit there and you fucking drink.
Yeah.
So we're talking to these guys, and, like, one guy's from, like, New York, and one guy's from L.A., one guy's from Chicago. Like, it's all these dudes. One guy owns it. The other guys work there. Like, one dude works there as a teacher. One dude does some, I don't even know what he does, or if I should even say what he does.
So what were they serving, though, like, for drinks? Like, any, like, just beer and stuff? And
they,
like,
got hard alcohol, they got beer, alcohol.
Like, everything.
Everything.
Liquor thing. Okay, cool.
They got the liquor called Obama.
Oh, that's
It's made
funny.
In Kitchanabury.
That's funny.
Only place it's made. It's pretty,
it's hilarious.
It's pretty disgusting. Oh. But, so we like sit there and chill with them. These guys are hilarious dudes, and they're like old men, right?
Yeah.
Like, they're like 50, 60-year-old dudes. And one guy's telling us a story, and he's telling us the story about this Thai guy. His name's Juan. He's like,
this Thai guy.
You know, because we're like, yeah, we're in Bangkok, whatever. He's like, fuck, I hate going to Bangkok. I like Kanchanaburi, whatever. This is where I'm going to stay.
Yeah.
Blah, blah. And he's like, yeah, last time I was in Kanchanaburi, I was with my friend Kwan, and we're walking around.
Yeah.
And he's like, these, like, you know, four big black guys came up to us.
Yeah.
And they're, like, trying to rob us.
Yeah.
They're like, give me your stuff. Give me your money. And the dude's like, I'm not giving you shit. He's like, fuck you guys. He said one guy was like a huge guy, probably like 6'5", like 260 pounds. The guy's like a massive dude.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, no, I'm not giving you nothing. And then Kwan, he's a Thailand gangster.
Yeah.
He just rolls up to he's standing there. He pulls his finger out of his pocket and makes it into like a gun.
Yeah.
Puts it to the guy's head and says, we're not going to give you anything. You're in Thailand now. And the guy's like, ha, 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 ha. He started laughing at him. So Kwan pulls out his real gun.
Oh, man.
And puts it to the guy's head and says, you're in fucking Thailand now. Nobody cares about you. I can shoot you right now, leave you in the street. Maybe my friends will buy me a beer. Maybe they'll buy me two beers. Nobody even cares about you here. And the guy's fucking bowed down. So I was like, okay, cool, buddy. Like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, your buddy's crazy, right?
Oh, and man.
I'm like, holy shit. Like, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah.
Sitting out here drinking with these fucking weary wackos. So he's like, oh, you want me to go get him? I'm like, no. I'm like, no, it's okay. Like, I believe you, dude. Like, I believe you. I'll have a story. Of course, he leaves. He comes back like fucking 2 minutes later.
Yeah.
It's like, this is Kwan. You know, he's got his leather biker jacket on. It's like a long ponytail. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, fucking don't kill me.
That's funny.
But there's like legitimate like gangster dudes, and he's one of them. Yeah. He started telling us some other stories about they don't fuck around.
That's crazy.
Then he's like, you want to go and shoot guns? He's like, you want to go and shoot guns? And I'm like, well, like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like, he's like, yeah, let's, he's like, we'll go shoot guns. I'm like, where? It's like so late. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning. He's like, come with me. So my buddy's like, yeah, let's go, man.
That's scary, like, man. At 3 o'clock in the morning, going to shoot guns.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, I'm drunk. And I'm like, dude, you're drunk. I'm like, we're going to go. And we start walking down the street with this guy.
Yeah.
And we're walking, and the dude fucking, he's walking down the street. He's telling us stories about how he hates dogs, and he sees like this fucking, because there's stray dogs everywhere. And he sees like this dog, and he just fucking kicks it. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, dude, don't. I'm like, listen, I don't like dogs like a bunch of people, but I'm like, you just can't kick the dog. Like,
yeah.
I don't like seeing that.
Yeah.
And then I was like, what the fuck am I talking to this guy? He's got a gun.
Yeah.
I'm like, where am I going? And I start thinking, like, what the fuck is going on right now? Like, I'm leaving with my buddy. We're going with these random dudes to go somewhere to shoot handguns. So they got handguns and we got nothing.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, this is such a bad idea. I looked at my buddy. I'm like, dude, you realize we're going with this guy who's fucking wasted.
Yeah.
He's got guns. And we're going. We have no idea where we're going.
Oh, my God.
We're going to. I'm like, we could be getting killed today. I'm like, hey, it's nice knowing you, buddy. Like, this is, looks like it's about it. Because now we've gone too far and we can't turn back.
Oh, man.
So anyways, we walked, and then we're like, oh, let's stop in this bar. So we stop in a bar, we play pool and shit. And we're talking. Then the guy got so drunk he forgot that we're supposed to go and shoot guns.
Oh, thank goodness. Oh, man.
Because I'm pretty sure I was going to get killed and robbed. It was pretty scary. Like, that was like one time where I got a little bit nervous.
I can imagine.
And when we're in Canterbury too, we walked into the, we went to a club.
Yeah.
That's like off of the, out of the tourist area. Because that's what we like to, we like to put ourselves in dangerous
uncharted
situations.
Territory.
So we go to this club, eh, and there's like, you know, crazy musician, like they got live music. These guys are up there like singing what sounds like some 41 or some no shit, but it's all in Thai. I can't understand a thing. As soon as we walked in there, like, you're allowed to bring your own vodka to you.
Oh, wow.
You're allowed to bring your own bottle of booze, which is,
that's cool,
dope. So go there with your own bottle of booze and you drink, and you sit there and you listen to this entertainer singing Thai. Everybody's looking at us. Like, my one buddy's got dreadlocks, my other buddy's like 6'6", and like, we're just these massive dudes, and we would just walk in there, and it's, the girls are all dressed like strippers, and then there's just like tons, and there's like no girls that go out. Maybe girls don't go out there, but it's like a club just filled with dudes, and the girls are like strippers that like bring you drinks. Super strange. We stayed for like a little bit, but then we had to get out of there because it started getting weird. People are like, everyone's staring at us.
Yeah.
Everyone is staring at us. And it's so strange. And you, all you do is sit there. It's like not like a dance floor or nothing. Like,
that's,
you don't
weird,
dance.
Man. That's,
you
weird.
Just sit there and you drink, and then I don't know. But
were you nervous when you were inside of there? I'd be nervous.
No.
If it was like sort of staring at you, like someone's gonna, like, gonna make a move,
but
to like, do
like
something crazy.
Staring at you out of like curiosity, I think, more than like
wanting to harm you kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, these, listen, these guys are little dudes.
And you were with Quan.
Yeah. Plus, I know fucking Quan. The next day I saw Quan. The next night we saw Quan, and he was talking to these two French girls that, like, I talked to them before.
Yeah.
And so I see him, and he's like, oh, this is my brother, or whatever. I'm like, hey, Quan, what's up? And he's there with these two French girls.
Yeah.
Now, you know me. I like a French girl. So I started talking to them, and they're like, oh, yeah, blah, blah, we're from France or some shit like that. I'm like, oh, really? And then I'm like, oh, I speak French. And then I start speaking French to them, and then I'm having, like, a conversation. My buddy's like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you know, you're talking to Quan's girl. Like, you want to die? I was like, oh, yeah. I'm like, okay, guys, nice to see you. Gotta go. And then I took off.
Oh, that's funny. Adios, French girls.
Yeah, I was like, oh, yeah, forgot. This guy's a killer.
That's crazy.
But there's some serious, serious dudes out there that you shouldn't really fuck around with.
Don't mess around in Thailand.
Yeah, don't really
mess up.
it's so safe out there. I have some friends that are out there right now, and they're having the greatest time that they've ever had in their entire lives.
Yeah.
And they say it's so amazing. Like, it's so safe. You can't go wrong with going to Thailand.
Huh.
Who cares? I've put myself in some dangerous situations, but I'm still alive to tell the story.
There you go.
That's all that counts. It's when you're not alive to tell the story, that's when there's a problem.
Yeah.
That's all I got. I don't want to tell anymore. I don't want to incriminate anybody.
Shouts out to Big Ray and Little Stevie.
I don't want to say anything I've already said too much today. Anyways, everybody comment on, make a comment. And if you download on iTunes, you could at least go to iTunes and write a review. That would be nice.
That would be nice. And you know what? I actually downloaded the podcast on my BlackBerry. So now I get to listen to myself. And yeah. Listen to you.
Oh, yeah.
It's on, great. It's on there now.
It's on BlackBerry.
It's unbelievable. I sent out a blast to all my BlackBerry Messenger friends. So just download the BBM podcast app, which is free. You can get that on the BlackBerry
app world.
Once you download that, just look up I Got Issues. And you find it and just download it. It's great. And you can listen to us whenever you feel like, when you're walking around with your BlackBerry.
I'm going to find a way to get this thing onto this Android. Android is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's going
to
be...
Everybody, if you got an Android right now, throw it in the street. Go to walk to the iStore and get an iPhone. Please. It's ridiculous. How are you supposed to get your iTunes? How are you supposed to get your podcast to people on...
You can't?
You can, but there's like... If you have BlackBerry, you have a BlackBerry place to go to find... To get a podcast.
Yeah.
If you have Apple, you go to iTunes. You can download a podcast.
Yeah.
If you have an Android, there's Dogcatcher, Podcatchers. There's 20 different places. And they have to download the app, so then you have to go and put it onto every single place
too much work.
That they can find. So if anybody has any suggestions or knows an easier way, or if there's like a podcast place for Android phones, you can let me know, because I haven't found a simple solution yet. That's all I got. So everybody, thank you to Trevor for sponsoring the podcast.
Yes, thank you, Trevor.
It's much appreciated. And once again, if you want to get your taxes done for free and you live in Canada, you live in Ontario, you can call him on his office, 416-491-7400. Or you can reach him on his email, trevor.maynard@investorsgroup.com. And he'll hook you up. That's it, everybody. Don't get anyone pregnant. And God bless everybody. Bye-bye. Do the right thing.